Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, people. Hi, welcome to another episode of the Adia Talks podcast. I hope you are well. Hope you're good. If you're new to this podcast, hi. If you are a listener, you've listened before, or you're a faithful listener, hello, welcome, welcome. I am your host on this podcast. My name is Mo Adia. So today we have quite an interesting topic, which I've been meaning to cover for a while, but like other things have just been like coming kind of in the way, if you like. But this is kind of just something I just want to sort of, I don't know, people take it different ways. For some people, it would be like, oh, great, I understand that. Some people will be like, oh, okay, I never saw it from that perspective, et cetera, et cetera. And it really kind of is very related to what we do here at Adia Talks. So we are here, we are a community, a Christian community, and our goal, our aim, the way, you know, the Lord has, at least for this assignment right now, what he set us out to do is to really help believers be the best version of themselves, and just live life, you know, the way God will have them live life. So to help, to give you the tools to help you do that. And obviously your life is made up of, you know, many things, right? So it's not just your spiritual life, it's all aspects. But that obviously starts from, you know, your relationship with God, and then everything else kind of blossoms from that. So that is really our main goal. So today we're going to talk about actually what being the best version of yourself is. And I don't even have any notes because I'm just pouring out from the heart of, you know, what the Lord, you know, when he called us to do this, you know, how he's called, the reason why he called us to do this specifically and what we mean by that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, right? So we're going to get into it now. So really, being the best version of yourself. Now, I think there's different aspects to how people view this because, you know, people just have different human beings are interesting, right? We're interesting. We all have different backgrounds, mindsets, things that trigger us, you know. So sometimes people see that statement and it's kind of frowned upon, you know, on a negative connotation. Sometimes, not all the time, but some people, I do pick this up. Some people do, you know, from comments they pass or things like that, not to do with this, like Adia Talks, but just generally when people say about being, maybe some people say being your best self or, you know, all of this good stuff. Now, these are words that are just are words. So they're not words specific to us as believers, but they're words that, you know, people use, you know, in the world. Like, so they're words, right? People can mean it from different angles. So somebody else could say, you know, I want to be the best version of myself or my best self or whatever. And they may not be a believer and they're talking about it from, you know, whatever their perspective is on it. But I'm shedding light from the perspective that God has given us as is in this community, so that it's just understood, so you know what that actually means. And even if you've heard it or you've said it or you've considered it or you thought it, you're thinking about it the way God sees what that best version of yourself is. So sometimes when I was just kind of referring to words there, people think about words, and it's like the self is the word that people may be, hey, isn't this about self? What are we getting self? Shouldn't we be looking to God? And you know, all of that. And I get it. And I get it. I understand why some people might think that way. But there's an aspect of, you know, a wholeness God wants us to have, right? But really, when we think about being the best version of yourself, I actually remember on Instagram, somebody passed a comment about it, like somebody I know, and I kind of answered her back. I know it wasn't like a comment aimed at me necessarily, but it was a statement made as something else. And I kind of was like, well, this is a perspective you can view it from. And then we kind of went back and forth a little bit. And like at the end of it, I think I was like, we're actually saying the same thing, but in a different way. So when I think about, or when being the best version of yourself as we view it from our community perspective is really that you are always transforming and evolving into who Christ wants you to be, which is like, it was not even like him. Christ is, you know, the goal of a Christian is to conform to constantly, and is a constant process of transformation. I was going to say evolution, transformation into, when I even say the image of Christ, because sometimes when people think image, they think it's like, or into the likeness of people. We're made in his image and likeness, but more and more we're conforming into who Christ is. That's our journey as a Christian. And you know, if anyone ever gets there, like they've gotten there in life, then they would still probably not be on this earth. and you know, so it's a constant process of, you know, we are ever transforming daily into that. So the best version of yourself is never really meant to be a stagnant. It's never really like I'm now here and I'm the best version of myself and I would ever be. But at every point in time, given your circumstances, given the situation you're in life, given wherever you are, you can be that best that God will have you be. And that is what we are, you know, not just my community, other communities that, you know, look to equip, empower people, empower believers. This is what we look to do. So we're saying like, where you are in life, there's a plan that God has for you. And we want you to be fulfilling that plan. You know, I want to always be the best version of myself in every time, in every point in time. And that's a continuous process. So the version I was of myself 2 months ago, by God's grace, is not the same version I am now, because what's happening is I'm getting equipped constantly. I'm getting fed, nurtured with the word of God. The Lord is, you know, I'm constantly renewing my mind in him and kind of growing more and more, conforming, by God's grace, into that, into the likeness, not even the like, into who Christ is, into that's where I'm going. That's my journey. That's my path. So when we say about being the best version of yourself, it's that constant, I always want to use the word evolution, but I'm careful, but constant transformation, that's the correct word, into Christ, into the image of Christ, into what Christ will have us be. Right, so it's a constant process of that, and you cannot be the best version of yourself. Nobody, no human being can be the best version of themselves without, you know, going back to your manufacturer or your creator. That like you can be what you think you maybe once, you know, think you're supposed to be or think it's the best for you or whatever, but ultimately the best version of yourself, it would always come also from your creator. That would always be your source, because he has the manual, he created you, all of that. When somebody manufactures, let's just say a toy car, for instance, there'll be a manual that'll come with a toy car or train set or whatever, right? There's a manual that comes with it, which shows how to operate that manual. If I don't have that manual, I might try to operate it myself, or you know, the child may try to put it together, operate it themselves, but it might not turn out right. It may turn out right for a season. If something breaks or goes wrong, then you need to refer to the manual or contact the, you know, manufacturer to be like, okay, what do I need to do? Like, you know, so there's that. So it's ultimately the same thing. If God the Father, you know, together with Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they said, okay, we're going to create man in our image and likeness. And they were there and they decided how man would be, what man would do, etc. And this is what they said and declared. And, you know, they do that. They create man. And man chooses to not have any fellowship with the Creator, to not even refer to what else the Creator has said, because then the Creator spoke words and continuously then develop relationship. Like, so if man chooses to stay away from that and chooses to like go down their own path, because again, the Creator gave man free will. So if man chooses to do that, then they may think man, and the man may appear to be quote unquote successful, you know, in what they deem as being successful. But ultimately, because the Creator actually had a plan specifically, even very down to the detail for that person. And because, you know, the creator has made the person and said all these things, but because the person isn't keen back into that, they may be successful, but when I say successful, I'm saying in their own terms, but really the real success is to be what the creator actually wanted them to be, you know? So being the best version of yourself, first thing is, it can never be aside from your creator. It can never be, you know, you do all these things, you enrich yourself, you give yourself, upskill yourself, you do all of these things. Those things might be, you know, those things are not, they're inconsequential in the grand scheme of things. They may give you a short-lived success. They may give you something in life and like something, you know, for the short period of time. But, you know, ultimately, they're not lasting. It's only what you do for Christ will last. I love that statement. But like, yes, so that's really, it's not really lasting. So it's a short-term thing, right? But you know, man can do all of these things. So the best version of yourself can never really exist outside of who created you and how you were created to be. So that's the first thing as well. The second thing is maybe it's the other way around, but I think I said it the other way around. But the second thing, which I said first, is that it's a continuous process. So being the best version of yourself is never really, you've never really arrived. It's never that, you're now, you know, but you are at that point in time, you're maximizing, you know, the potential God has put within you. You know, you are there, you're doing what you're meant to do with what you have available to you. You're making the most out of what God has given you. And you're doing that in partnership with God. Again, that's, you can't do it outside of Him. So really, it's also about partnering with God. So really, your relationship with God is what will help you to even thrust you forward to be the best version of yourself. So it's nothing to do with also self, like it's not a selfish perspective of like, oh, it's all about me, you know, that kind of thing. No. You need to be your best self to really be your best in terms of your personal potential, but also for what God has called you to, for the people around you. God has called you to, you know, to enrich their lives, because nobody's designed to be like just be their own and not touch anybody's lives. We're all, you know, meant to interact, and you know, we're all in fellowship together. So for all of those things that God has created you, you know, to do with other people, being your optimum, you know, i.e. your best at that point in time is, you know, is best for you as well, right? And when I say when we say best as well, sometimes people think, but what if I'm what if I'm dealing with maybe a challenge in life, or it's an interesting season, there's a season where I'm juggling so much, there's a season where I've lost something or lost, you know, and you're thinking, well, this is not my best. That's not true, because at that point in time, okay, that might be the challenge that you're facing, but that's not your life, and that's not everything to do with your life. But it's like, in that circumstance, you know, in that season of your life, how can we maximize what God has, you know, what is before you, or, you know, so what can we do? So, you know, for instance, somebody might be, a lady might be, you know, maybe she's gotten married, she now had children, and like she's struggling with balancing maybe a career she had and, you know, now a new family life. It doesn't mean to say like, oh my gosh, just because of that point in time, things are difficult and she's trying to juggle a lot, that therefore, because of the circumstance she finds herself in, that can never be her best. The best version of herself is like, okay, in this version, in this current state of where this person is at, how can she be the best? So what, you know, and this is where we come into recognizing, discerning times and seasons. That's how to also be the best version, because, you know, this is the season for this. This is the time. This is what the Lord is saying. How are you in tune with the plan God has for you? There are books in heaven written about you. If you didn't know that, there are books written about you. I don't have, scripture reference. I should have got that. But there are books in heaven written about you. You know, check. The scriptures do tell us, right? And we see that, you know, the Lord came in the volume of the book written about him, right? So we come, there's a book written about each and every one of us, right? And we can choose to live. You see, this thing, God gives us free will. So some people choose to live outside of that book, do their own thing, write their own book if they like. Or you can choose to live according to the book written about you. How do you know what's written about you? How do you understand what you're meant to be doing, etc.? That all is set from your relationship with God. So that's like the foundation of even being the best version. Okay, God, what, you know, you then begin to understand what God will have you do at every point in time or at every season. You understand what each of your assignments are for every, you know, the long-term assignments, the short-term assignments, whatever it is. You understand why God has given you certain gifts and what he wants you to do with them. When he says, do this in this season, or I want you to put this on pause, I want you to pick this up. Like you're moving in the God's rhythm, and you're running your race according to the books written about you. That's how you're the best version of yourself, because it's constant. It's a constant. It's never a stagnant process, and it's never one that is non-transformational, and it's never one that is outside of Christ. If it's outside of him, you're not really being the best. You're being the best version of yourself in the fleshy sense. If you're doing all these other things and you think of this and you're doing what you think you should be doing, it's not ultimately the optimal best, right? So the best version of ourselves is, I think I've said three things now. I've said a lot. But it's always found in your creator. It's never outside of your creator. It's a constant process. It's never stagnant. It's never just there. It's done according to the book written about us. So that's all based on your relationship with God. And it's really done from a place of yielding to the Holy Spirit. So it's never based on your free will. This may be so different from something you would hear somebody else say about being the best version of themselves, like solely from a self-development type thing. But those things are great. Like I do stuff to do with self-development. You know, we're going to have a few things as well here in this community on things like that. Because what those things then do is when all the things I've mentioned are your foundations for how this is the foundation for what I understand as being the best version of myself. And I'm, you know, understanding my relationship to God, with God. I'm understanding what he had me do. I'm building those, you know, foundational blocks, then all those self-development things and all of that is like the icing on the cake or the jara. So that's what we call it in my lingo, the jara, which is kind of like the, you know, to just help to see. So, you know, okay, let's just say God said, okay, at this, you know, they want somebody to be a teacher. You know, this is the person's going to be a teacher, and this is the part of the world they're going to go and teach in, and this is how God is, you know. So throughout their life, things have been orchestrated in that way, and they followed God's leading, and they find themselves in Cameroon. I'm just saying, I don't know, random in Cameroon, right? And they're going to be a teacher for X number of years, and this is number, you know, they're going to be here, and they're going to meet their husband, and you know, let's just say that's how it's all set up, right? So what that person's doing is they've found where they need to be. They've grown their relationship with God. They're constantly growing in that, understanding what God will have them do. They're renewing their mind. They're doing all those things. And then as a teacher, God is also giving them the wisdom on how they teach the kids they're teaching. But, you know, as a teacher, there may be some skills that it's like, okay, since I'm doing this in this season of my life, there's some self-development things I can do to improve my communication skills or my skills on how I articulate or my presentation skills or things like that, right? So that's where all those self-development things come. And they recognize that, okay, right now, this is what I should focus on. There's other things I could do for self-development, fine. But in this season, I recognize these are the things. So you're able to use what I mentioned first as like your foundational things. And then all those other things of like your self-development, you know, of your developing your communication skills or learning how to manage your time effectively, learning how to do that, learning how to design your life more efficiently. Those are like the secondary parts of being the best version of yourself. Often you would hear when, you know, it is taught more from, you know, outside of maybe a kingdom mindset, would be taught from a perspective of the things I mentioned as secondary, as the first things, right? Of like maximizing this. But those are great. I'm advocate. As I said, I do them. We'll be doing some of these in the community, etc. But the foundation of being the best version of yourself is the things I've mentioned. You know, it always starts from where, like, who created you, what he spoke about you, what he said about, what he spoke into you, into your core being when he created you. And then it always comes from the purpose for which he created you. Now, my biblical understanding of purpose is a little bit slightly different, and I think that'll be a different podcast to what a lot of people say concerning purpose. I understand what most people say, but there's a layer that the Lord always highlights to me concerning purpose and, you know, what we're created for, etc. But that's a different podcast. But, you know, when you're all those things basically are the foundational aspects to everything. And then in each season, in each time, you know what you need to work on. Some things are things you work on for a lifetime as you self-develop. Some things are things you graduate from. There's some things are things you do in seasons. Some things are things you constantly learn from and you master, and you become the mastery person in it because you're going to teach other people those things. It's a constant process, right? So, you know, that's how we view, at least in this community, being the best version of yourself. So you would find that, you know, a lot of things we would do would be really more from the equipping you in God, in Christ, because understanding those things and all of those. And then, yeah, there's certain things we might, you know, talk about or go into in more detail. And then, you know, over time, particularly more in the looking towards more next year, later on this year, we'll be doing more around, like, you know, offer some things around self-development that can help you with all of those things. But the core basis and the core foundational groundwork, you know, as they say, the grassroots, the grassroots of it is really, really, you know, with your relationship with Christ, you know, understanding that, growing, developing in that, because outside of that, it means nothing. Outside of that, and if you want success in life, or what we deem as success, you know, whether it's success, well, I was gonna say to you, but success in life really is following God's plan for your life. That's the ultimate thing of success. So it can never really be outside of Him. But even if, you know, part of that success, God said, I want you to make money, or I want you to, you know, this is what you would do, and you maybe you're a kingdom financier, whatever it is, right? That success, you know, that ability to get wealth, it is the Lord that gives us. This is that scripture in Deuteronomy. I can't remember the actual chapter and verse, but that tells us that it is the Lord that gives us the ability to make wealth. It tells us also that promotion comes from the Lord. So all of these things that even that we seek, that's like, I want to do this, I want to go, you know, it all comes from Him. Now, it doesn't mean that concerning your promotion, they're not things that you can do such that, you know, you can develop a skill or you can become excellent or more versed or something. It doesn't mean that's not for your best, but it's understanding the foundation that it actually comes from God first and foremost. So let Him reveal to you and lead you. And He can even reveal that skill you're looking for, that answer you're looking for. He can give you the answers, or he can say it's in a book. He can say it's in a course. He can, you know, so it's so varied, but are the foundation of it all is our relationship with Christ. So being the best version of yourself is being your best in Christ. It can never come outside. That's your bestest life that would ever exist. If somebody is living a life, and there are many living lives outside of Him and loads of money, and they seem influential, they seem, trust me, temporary, it's just half of it is on the surface, all of that, and they may say, oh, my bestest life, because this has happened, that's happened, and they, you know, may see it being a success, you know, as being, or be maybe seen rather to be successful, say my words properly, but that's what, you know, that's what the world may portray. But you being your best can never be outside of your Creator. So the Tesla, for instance, right, cannot operate. It has to operate on Tesla's engine and Tesla's, you know, how Tesla has designed it. If a Tesla is created and it chooses to operate using a manual for Toyota, or using some part of Toyota, or using something else to do with Toyota, like if that's how it's created, or if the Tesla is created with Tesla is an electronic car, right? I'm just remembering. I was going to talk about fuel, but like if you go and try to put something wrong in the Tesla, like fuel, for instance, which it's an electronic car, it's not instead of charging it as it should, then it's not going to function properly. If you put petrol in a diesel car, I don't know why I went on this car tangent, but if you put petrol in a diesel car, I don't even know if it would work at all. Even if it works, it probably work for a short period of time, because that's not what it was designed to do. So our best version of ourselves always comes from us being in a position to do what we're designed to do by our Creator. So it can never exist outside of your Creator. Hallelujah. All right. So that's all I really wanted to say. I just really wanted to, you know, make sure that we had the right perspective, we understood. Now, as I said, this is what I'm talking about, this community. And I know many other, communities of believers that may touch on this. It's a similar mindset. It's not compared to like, oh, being the best as the world sees it. We're talking about being what God has called you to be, living the best life in Christ, because it's all about Him. It's looking to Him, looking to Him, looking to Him to conform to that image, to conform to what He has created you to be, which is to constantly transform. So everything you're doing it in love. I could go on and on. This could be a sermon, but it's not meant to be this long. So anyway, I just wanted to leave you with that. I hope this blessed you. I hope this helped to spark that, you know, what that really means. And you know, you can then ask God, okay, what is the difference for where I am right now? What is the differentiator? What is the delta? That's the word. What is the delta between where I am and where you would, like where you have me be, where you would see me at this point in my life? What's the delta into that being the best? And show me how to get there. Show me what I need to do. Some of you, it will probably be something to do with your, most of you will be something to do with your spiritual growth or going deeper in the word, etc. Some of you will be things that, yeah, maybe some of that, but it may also be like, okay, do this course or do this, develop this skill, do, you know, those kinds of things. So it would vary, it would be different, right? But it's the Lord that reveals it all to us. We're just here to give you the tools to help you be equipped to, you know, in this world we live in this very distracted world, to just help you. And this world is so much out there that's just like, you know, some of it very inauthentic, but, you know, just to help you center back into what the Lord will have you do. Hallelujah. So thank you so much for listening. I hope this blessed you. I hope it made sense. Thank you so much. Share this podcast. Leave us a comment, a review. Share this podcast with a friend. I was going to say a foe, but a friend, somebody that needs to hear it. Share it. Let's just get the word out there. But I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I would be back here with you next week. Check out later this week our Espresso Shorts episode as well. That's, you know, another charge coming your way. And there's a message in my heart, which I'm hoping that I'll be able to also speak about next week, which will bless you. We are going to be one soon as well. I will talk more about that next week. So take care. God bless. Oh, actually, no, I'm sorry. We're going to be two. We're going to be two. We were already one last year. So we're going to be two. Last year was interesting, right? We're going to be two. So I'll talk about that more next week. But take care. God bless. Thank you so much for listening. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Adia Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Adia Talks. You can also head to our website, adiatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.